It's Hot Now 37, hotnow37.com. It's time to talk law. Matt Zayas on the phone with us right now. Matt, how was your week, man?
Week's been good. Been very good. And you?
It's been pretty good. I'm liking this heat. People want rain, but I kind of like the sun, man.
Yeah, I guess it depends on whether you have a yard or not, right?
I do. My yard is terrible right now, but I still like the sun.
I'll take it, because 6 months from now, we're going to be complaining about the cold.
So I know, I know.
It's all right.
Thanks for calling. Every week we call you, man, we talk about things. And workers' compensation, man, let's talk about that for a little while.
Yeah, you know, I brought that up briefly last week because we were talking about, employees suing their employers if they got coronavirus. And I mentioned briefly, most of that will probably fall into workers' comp. And some people know what workers' comp is, some people don't. We get questions about it all the time. Workers' compensation is completely different than what we see in the courtroom. It's its own system, and it's something that was developed. Honestly, the idea of workers' compensation has been around since the 2000s BC, back in ancient times, ancient China, ancient Arab. They had this concept of workers' compensation. What it is if an employee gets injured at work or on the job, like if you're a driver or a nurse that goes to somebody's house and you're on the job, or if you're someone who has an actual place where you go to work, like an office or something, if you get injured at work, then you don't have to bring a lawsuit, right? And you just bring you make a workers' compensation claim, and the employer who has workers' compensation insurance, that insurance will then pay for the employee's medical bills. If they lose time from work, they pay for their time from work at a reduced rate, but they still get their paid time from work.
Mm-hmm.
If they need future care, they continue to pay for that. But that's about it. It's a very straightforward system that protects the employee, but it also gives the employer protection too. So the employee can't sue the employer except for very limited circumstances.
Right.
So you can't bring a lawsuit against your employer because, you injured your hand at work, or you tripped and fell over something and broke your leg, but you get your medical bills paid for. You get your time off paid for. Go ahead.
If you lose your job, right, your vacation time, you're old. That's not part of workers' compensation, is it?
No. Losing your job, like if you're saying, hey, I got, my employer fired me and I don't think it was right.
Right.
Or they're not paying me for
what's owed
what
to
I
me.
I think they should have owed me.
Yes.
And that's a whole nother, that's what we call employment law. And that's a whole nother area of law where there are specialized attorneys doing employment law stuff, and there are firms that dedicate themselves to defending employers and firms that dedicate themselves to representing employees.
Okay,
workers' comp is about injury.
Yeah, we can talk about that one another time. Let's stay on the injury right now.
yeah. So like I was saying, what we see in the current workers' compensation world and the laws that we have now really developed in the 1900s with the Industrial Revolution, like with these factories, the loom factories in Massachusetts, when factories started to become a big thing, and employers just built these rooms and stuffed huge machines in there with like one window and had 50 people working in a space that really should only be enough room for like 10, because there weren't these laws, right? You had to actually sue your employer if you thought that you got injured at work, and you had to prove negligence. You had to show that they did something wrong, but the employer had all these protections because they could show, well, if you were partly at fault, then they didn't have to pay, or if you knew the risk, called assumption of risk, they didn't have to pay. So they got rid of all that because mm-hmm. it was virtually impossible for an employee to get compensated for negligence because the protections for the employers were so great, and they realized that's not fair.
Right.
So they took away that whole aspect. So now you don't have to prove negligence. All you have to prove and what we've discussed a couple of times, especially last week, is what we call causation.
Yep.
That you got injured at work. That injury happened at work. Okay? And that the injury you're claiming is actually what came from the fall. So a lot of times what we run into is the employer saying, okay, we know you fell and you injured your ankle, but you're also claiming your right shoulder is injured as well. But we don't see anywhere in your, you know, when you went to the hospital, you didn't mention your right shoulder at all. So we don't think that that came from the fall. So then we have to go, you know, and talk to the doctors and, that are treating the right shoulder and have them explain to the insurance company, hey, look, this is why. It's not necessarily that, you know, he had to or she had to complain about it. But if you look at the MRI and you see this tear in the tendon, that's not old. It's new, and that had to come from the fall, right? And so that's where the fights come in workers' compensation is, did the injury actually come from the fall? And that's where we spend pretty much most of the time is dealing with the doctors and trying to help explain to the insurance companies, the workers' comp insurance, hey, this is related to the what happened at work, and that's why you should be paying for our client's treatment, paying for their time off because of this injury, and that type of stuff.
Right.
So that's how it's very similar to what happens in court in that whole causation thing that we talked about last week with COVID and how can you prove that it actually came from work? And that would be the same thing if somebody gets COVID now and they make a claim against the employer. Most likely it's going to fall under workers' compensation, but we're going to have that same, those same steps that you have to go through. How do you know it came from work as opposed to somewhere else, right?
You're right.
So those concepts are still the same. The legal concept is still the same of that causation, proving that it came from work or the incident that you're saying caused your injury, or you're saying you got COVID from work. You got to prove to me that it came from work and not somewhere else. That's a legal concept that goes through both. It's just in workers' comp, we don't have to go and show that the employer did something wrong. That's taken out of it. But the employer is protected from having to pay for things like pain and suffering, you know, how your life has changed. You're saying, okay, now I broke my ankle. I got pins and screws and all that stuff. And I used to play, you know, in a rec league basketball every year. And now I can't because I really can't flex my ankle anymore.
Right.
And that stinks. And it was a big part of my life. You don't get that in workers' comp.
All right.
That's not part of it, unfortunately.
And
we get that a lot. But I can't do this. I can't do that. My life's changed. We understand that. But because you don't, you know, you get that automatic protection. We don't have to prove negligence. The employer doesn't have to worry about, you know, how your life has changed and paying for that. These what we call sort of non-economic losses. They don't have to worry about paying for that. It's just, you got injured at work, okay, we're going to take care of you, but only to a certain point.
Right. Now, if someone wants to find out more about workers' compensation, your number, a website, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, just give us a call. Our number is 860-278-0820, or you can just check us out at ZiasLaw.com.
Each and every Friday, man. Appreciate talking to you, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, DJ Buck, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye.